One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasenbemp Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way, nothing's gonna.
For a studio audience.
Another day, another dollar,
and another Friday night with no date.
Ah, but we've got that new beauty treatment to try out. Then we'll look great for Saturday night.
Whoopee, looking great, but no date.
Gotta get my tuxedo pressed. So on my chest. Let's see. What have we here? Oh, Black Musk. The cologne for the angry man. What a jip. Jeez! Who's there? Who's there?
Me, stupid.
Huh?
What are you throwing stuff at me for?
What are you doing hiding in a box?
I wasn't hiding.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking for my good pants and I fell asleep. Cash the paychecks?
Of course I cash the paychecks. Here you are, my friend.
Look at
72 crisp $1 bills at your service.
We gotta spend all of that on two girls?
It ain't just two girls. I happen to be in love with one of these girls. And this is the real thing. I mean, she is the girl. The kind of girl that I take home to mother. If my mother would let me in the house.
Well, I don't know why I'm going. I mean, I ain't love.
Love, how many times I gotta tell you why you're going? She's got a lonely friend, and you're the best I could do on such short notice.
So?
So, don't just sit there, look for your pants.
Oh. I'm not just trying to flatten out my chino.
All right, you're doing mm-hmm. What are you gonna do for a shirt?
Oh, my mama always taught me. Always keep a fresh shirt on hand for an emergency. I've been saving this one since 1954. It's okay. Might take a little ironing.
You're all set, but I'm the one that's in love. I gotta look good. Let's see. Wait a minute. We can call Laverne and Shirley up here. Yeah, they'll help us out. They could be sort of our fashion advisors. You know?
They might ever come up here in a million years.
Laverne, Shirley!
What?
Come on up here. Lenny just swallowed his comb.
Oh,
ah, Fisterine, the champagne of bottled mouthwash.
A gimmick? Big deal here. Choking on a comb. How'd you like to choke on one of my collars?
Crack your mask over this. Don't crack your mask.
How dare you? How dare you try and scare us to death?
You look pretty scary yourself.
Never mind the way I
look. All right. Will you please stop talking about yourself and change the subject over to me? Girls, this is the biggest night of my life.
What, your mods are in heat?
No, I'm in love.
So we come up.
Hey, now don't make fun. This is the real thing. He took a shower and everything.
Took a shower, huh?
Yes,
well, then this must be the real thing.
Don't mock me, woman. I am in love, and I'm taking the subject of my affections, Miss Barbara Hummel, to the La Fondue restaurant tonight for supper.
La Fondue.
Yeah, I'm going along with him.
Oh, are you in love, too?
Nah, I'm on a blind date. I just took a sponge bath.
Oh.
All right, girls, what do you think of my outfit, huh?
Well, La Fondue. If you really like this girl, then why don't you go to a nice men's shop and rent yourself some evening wear, huh?
Evening wear? What do you mean, pajamas?
Tuxedos, you know.
Really? Like an usher?
No.
Wait a minute. She's got a point, stupid. You know, I know a tuxedo shop. It's real cheap. They got some nice things, but they're slight irregulars.
Well, that's perfect. You're slight and he's a regular.
Well, thanks for the use of the hairspray. I used the last of mine chasing off a masher. He'll never reach for his raincoat again. Well, no dates tonight, huh?
Oh, we're sort of particular. We don't go out with just any creep.
Yeah, only those that ask us. Who do you got a date with?
Oh, a very attractive older gentleman who has his own business.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, okay. Pop, what are you doing here? Where's your apron?
I left it at the pizza bowl. Edna, you ready?
This is the older man with his own business?
Yeah, so I got a date. So what? You got something to say?
No.
Fathers have needs, too.
Yeah,
did you bring the pillow and blanket?
Oh, gee, not in front of me, Pop.
It's cold at the hockey rink.
Oh, the hockey rink.
Don't worry, Laverne. I'll take good care of him.
Well, don't take too good a care. He's still a person's father.
They make a cute couple.
Yeah,
huh? They make a really cute couple.
Everybody's a cute couple. The world's cute.
Cheryl, there's something I don't understand. Come here, explain this to me. Everybody has got some place to go tonight with someone, and us two beauties, what do we got? A date with Dirk. I mean, it's just not fair.
Fair? Well, of course it's not fair. It's just nature's way of balancing things, Laverne. You see, they are all going out tonight for the time of their lives, while we, on the other hand, simply were not asked out for the weekend. See? Nature works in stupid ways sometimes. You're doing to it? This has a very delicate fabric. You must be careful with it.
It's an old bath mat, Cheryl. What are you talking about? Plus, this thing's not sucking up right. There's something stuck. Yeah, I think I blew it loose.
Got the world's biggest hickey on your mouth.
It's a good thing we don't have dates tonight.
Yeah, the way we look, who'd want to ask us out?
Hello.
Now, girls, this is what we'd look like if we was handsome.
Don't do that.
Fellas, you look wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you really went all out there.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's not every day that love comes knocking at your doorstep.
No, it's not. Do these ladies know where you're taking them tonight?
Oh, no, that's the big surprise. We're springing on them.
Oh, that's good. Good thing. Yeah. They're going to surprise
them. Oh, say, can we use your phone to call them just to tell them we're leaving, you know?
Sure. All right. Hey, watch out.
Oh, wait, Len, you don't wear a cummerbund up there. It looks like a brassiere. Turn it
Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. So that means the phone is home.
Yeah, hello, Barbara. This is Squiggles. I just called to tell you that Lenny and I are ready to leave. We'll pick you and Lenny.
What? What do you mean you can't make it? Wait, hold the phone. Say they can't make it. They're going to stay home to shampoo each other.
Oh, well, that's the dumbest excuse I ever heard of.
Yes.
Yeah, it is pretty stupid, isn't it? Hello, Barbara. Squiggles again. Listen, I just want you to know that I used to be in love with you up until I found out that you're a crumb.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, he's just been dumped on. Go ahead.
Don't give it to him.
And another thing. I want you to know that I don't care if I ever see you in the flesh again. There are plenty of women just dying to go out with us. Why, we're swimming in women. In fact, here's one now.
Know me, Barbara, but my name is Shirley Fee, and I'll give her our address.
Give me that. Thanks for backing out. This is the chance me and my girlfriend, who you were just talking to, have been dying for, huh? We would love to go out with these two cuties tonight, huh? They are so. They happen to be real hunks, big spenders, and they even got their own truck. Just what every woman would want.
And more.
And more. So I hope there's no hard feelings, but possession is 9 points to the law, and we got it.
Boy, oh boy, you girls are terrific. Boy, this'll fix them. We're taking Laverne and Shirley to the La Fondue tonight.
Then maybe we should give Barbara one more call. She
forget Barbara. Be ready in about 20 minutes, okay?
No.
Try to look as good as we do.
It wasn't my fault. I couldn't help it.
I solemnly swear that I will never tell another living soul that I went out on a date with Lenny and Squiggy.
Just like Barbara.
Hey, Laverne, here's your launching pad.
Thank you, Len.
Happy landing there.
Get a load of manners, the butler.
Some girls like manners. It is very flattering sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you ain't that way. Sit down and eat.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's all right. They gave us little hats.
Excuse me, do you have reservations?
No, not a one.
No, I think he means do we have an appointment to be here?
Oh, yeah. Squigman and Kosnowski, party of four, we're all here.
It is customary to wait to be seated.
There wasn't any line, Bob.
Serve these people, quickly.
Et voilà.
Voilà.
Mademoiselle.
Sir.
For the lap. And the mop.
Oh, I know it wasn't a hat. Get it off. I know it wasn't a hat.
Hey, look at this. Nothing's written in English but the prices. Woo! Get a look at them, huh?
That's okay.
Well, just quit sweating and order.
I don't understand any of this French stuff. Just give me this $12 baby here, okay?
Abel?
Excuse me. How do you say meatloaf in French?
You don't.
Don't.
I don't know why they gave me a bib. I already got a shirt.
Mine's really good. You know what I like? I like these crunchy things on the end of my chops. What are they?
It's spray paper.
You buy them in the stores?
You're such a big dump.
But this $12 baby is really great. What is this stuff?
Cervelle miseli.
What does that mean?
Cow brains.
I know. If you like it so far, just sit down. Be a big girl. Be a big girl. I know. Just sit down, okay? Right?
Come on, Cheryl. You sure you don't want some of this lobster? I mean, half of it is yours. What'll it be? Heads or tails?
Then I'll trade your brain for a chop.
Now, what am I going to do with a brain?
So alive.
It was alive, mademoiselle, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. You mean you killed this lobster for me?
Just for you, mademoiselle.
Oh, here we go, here we go. Thank you. Don't look like you made a brain here.
It was alive.
It was alive. Don't worry, you'll eat bread
I
here.
I just can't eat that, sweetie. I just can't eat here.
Music and I, it's hard to get this thing open. Gee, we're here.
Why don't you try my pocket tools?
Oh, good idea.
There you go. It's got a little saw in there, a little mallet, everything you need.
Okay, I'm trying to saw it, huh?
Why do you bring pocket tools to a fancy restaurant?
My shop teacher told me never go nowhere without your pocket tools. You never know when you're going to get locked into a pay toilet.
Mm-hmm. There. Now you're just stuck on a wing, huh?
No, I don't want to. Thank you.
You will,
Oh, thanks.
Welcome.
Let me have a little bit of this. I don't want to hold you.
Lenny, if you want something, don't reach for it and grab. Just ask me.
I didn't grab nothing.
You did so.
I
you
did not.
So. You went just like
I
that.
I did
right
not.
Right for
it. Go
on.
That's my date, pal. That's my date. I'll pick up.
All right. I'm so sorry.
Give me an Indian burn.
Slap a little butter on it. It'll be fine.
I think I used the last of the butter on my tray paper.
Butter. Wiggy, will you go ask someone for some butter?
Yeah, sure, I'll borrow it from the next table.
Well, be polite.
Of course I'll be polite. I'm in a tuxedo, ain't I? Pardon me, could I... Barbara? Barbara.
No, butter.
Oh, no, no, Barbara. Almost at the next table. And her hair ain't even wet.
She lied. Unless that guy's a hairdresser.
She doesn't look like Sandra.
Oh, my God.
Did he go?
Yes, I did. Voila, monsieur. Looking for table scraps?
That's an old Lithuanian custom, saying grace under the table during dinner.
How sweet.
Yeah, could we have the check, please? We're all done here.
Yes, I know.
What are you doing under there?
Nothing.
Get up under there. Be a man.
No.
Go rip it to shreds.
Come here, Squiggy, to beat her up here.
Yeah.
Oh, come here, Squiggy. Come here.
Come on.
No.
Voila, monsieur. The check.
Oh, we're paying you under the table tonight, Francois.
I'm sorry to disturb you at your prayers. The check.
What's that, a French coin? 49.50 All right, who ordered the extra Pepsi?
I did.
Okay, Frankie, here's $50. Keep the change.
Oh, monsieur. 50 cents. Goody. Now Tiny Claude can have his operation.
Listen to me. Listen to me. We have all had our hearts broken one way or another.
That's right. Remember when you loved Steve Billback?
Tell him that. Don't mention his name to me. I asked you never to mention his name.
Sorry.
Very painful.
Look, did I tell him that?
Hey, what is this? I'm the guy with a broken heart.
Look, the
point is, you've been a perfect gentleman all evening, and haven't we had fun? All
I
haven't
did.
We
I
had
did.
Fun?
I did.
Shut up. Why spoil it, huh? Why stoop to her level? I mean, inside you, Squiggy, there's a big man who can handle this situation with total control. Hmm? We're gonna get out.
Yeah?
No hitting.
No hitting.
No punching.
One punch.
No. We're gonna walk out of here with pride, grace, and dignity.
Pride, grace, and dignity, huh? Uh-huh. Okay. Let's blow this joint.
Oh, Andrew, you're so witty.
And Lenny, you're so tall.
Oh, Barbara, what a pleasure seeing you here. What brings you to a place like this?
I don't believe we've met.
Of course we met. We were supposed to have a date tonight, remember? What's wrong with you?
Minerva was saying that to me.
Oh, I get it. You want to pretend you don't know me. Well, that's okay. Maybe I just ain't your type. Maybe nobody is. But that's the way the old cookie bounces.
Ooh, that was so good. I'm so proud of you.
Ooh, what a creep. And those girls. Bottom of the barrel.
Let me handle this. Time, grace, and dignity. Barbara, one more thing. Are you busy Tuesday for lunch? Yeah.
Who would have thought the French could run so fast?
Well, it was really funny to see him chasing after them lobsters you set free.
I hope they make it home. Home to the sea.
Oh, I doubt they'll even make it to Maine there, Cheryl.
Maybe they can settle on Lake Michigan.
Maybe we should try this again next week. What do you say, huh?
Yeah, how about the Godzilla Film Festival? 18 straight hours of monsters in Tohoscope.
Maybe we shouldn't rush into this, huh, fellas?
Catching this? It's real subtle over here.
Yeah, yeah, the old headache alarm.
And the truck doesn't have to hit me.
Mm-hmm. If it does, I'll be driving it. Well, listen, girls, Lenny and I are officially calling this date over.
Yeah, and since you've been so nice, we ain't gonna try and get anything off you.
Well, good night.
That's it. Bye-bye. It's over. Yep. Bye-bye.
That's all it is. The year round. All over. Live in the same building. Kevin.
What do you think?
Kiss better than the vacuum.